And Mary, she's our listener, is getting married and found out someone on the guest list, more than maybe just friends with her fiance. It's group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Am I wrong for asking my fiance to cut off his former friends with benefits?
Mm.
They hooked up a couple of times back in the day and now consider each other brother and sister.
Mm.
I find that a little odd.
Okay.
Although the situation happened like 10 years ago, and I believe it's platonic, and that he doesn't have any feelings for her, I have a problem with him hiding it from me until now.
Ah, okay.
We've been engaged for over 6 months. Already sent the invitations out. He broke the news to me just last week.
Mm-hmm.
I was not comfortable with having her at the wedding at this point. I asked for him to cut off contact because I've seen some dependency issues projected onto my fiance from her.
Ew.
They don't talk too often, but my fiance is the first person she runs to when she has relationship issues with her boyfriends. I believe that the past should stay in the past. Mm. We have a button for that.
We do.
Yeah, I understand. Things happen. Past is the past.
Thank you, Tony.
And having her in our lives in the future is unsettling. Mm. However, with that being said, I think that if he were to have told me before we got engaged, things probably would have been different.
Mm.
It would have allowed me to see his interactions with this woman in the long run and see if they're both trustworthy.
Yeah, I guess my thing is, like, I'm trying to think of it from the guy's perspective, and it almost seems like he didn't tell you because he knew that you would find it would upset you. Right.
Yes. And maybe he thought, well, I don't want to get her unnecessarily upset because it's nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. But at the same time, from a guy's perspective also, maybe it's it never came up, so never discussed it. I could see that being in his brain and why, you know, her fiance never brought up the fact that, oh, hey, you know, this woman, well, she and I used to date back in the day, but only for a little bit, you know.
Which it kind of sounds like, I don't know, was that detail even necessary? If this was 10 years ago, you know, just kind of like, oh, she's just a really good friend of mine. She's like a sister.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it could have just been that kind of a discussion. Was it even necessary, since it was so long ago, to say, oh, we hooked up a couple of times,
yeah,
back in the day?
Well, now it's out, so
now it's a thing in our head.
It's a thing, right. So, all right. I don't know if you've ever been in this situation or not, but how did you approach it? What was the story behind it? 502-795-1997. You can always send us a voice note too. Just record it right into your phone and hit send. That's a easy way to do it. Or just give us a call. 502-795-1997. Group therapy. All right, I'm going to keep one of these responses anonymous because just wait. It's 99.7 DJX. Group therapy. Mary, our listener, getting married, found out that her fiance had a friend with benefits from like 10 years ago and just discovered. And like, apparently this friend kind of leans on him for relationship advice and stuff like that. And so she's just kind of discouraged because she just found this out, and now she's bothered by it.
Right. She's like, if he would have just been honest like a long time ago, before we even got engaged, I don't think it would be like a thing in my brain, but now it is, and I don't want her there.
Amy.
First red flag, he should have told her a lot sooner. The fact that he didn't is a big red flag. Mm-hmm. I think that she is justified in saying, yes, uninvite her. And secondly, platonic, brother, sister, but you were friends with benefits in the past, that's just gross. There's no way that they are both saying that this is platonic. The fact that she is dependent on him when she gets bad relationships, that's another red flag.
Mm-hmm.
I say that you need to put your foot down when it comes to this friend with benefit in the past and give him the ultimatum, because he, in actuality, basically lied to you by omission.
Ah, yeah.
Okay. Trina says, yep, she should 100,000% not be there. Uninvite immediately.
Yeah.
Say, you know, we had to cut down the guest list or whatever you want to say.
No, that's kind of smart. Lexi from LA says, I think she's overreacting a little, saying that she wouldn't want to be engaged if he told her that. Seems a little unreasonable that he never gave her any reason to doubt his love. You know, I think it was obviously smart of him to keep it from her since she's now blowing this out of proportion.
Ooh, okay.
Now,
I mean, that could be.
Maybe. This person, I'm going to just keep anonymous because it's an interesting take.
I think when you are in an FWB relationship, you need to understand that there are boundaries. My FWB is currently engaged, planning a wedding, and I don't get involved in that. I feel like that is, I don't know if she knows about me, and I don't want those thoughts in her head of me being around. So I feel like it's a respect issue. And they probably need to cut ties.
Okay.
Well, yeah, that was so sweet. She's basically talking like girl code. Like, if this girl is really just fine, like a sister to her soon-to-be husband, then she should understand, I probably shouldn't be there. Like, would you want someone that had intimate knowledge
Right.
Intended.
Was she saying that she's still in a friends with benefits relationship with someone who's engaged? Did I miss that?
I didn't get that.
No judging, of course, but...
Right.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. No, I think it was just, she'd just be like, yeah, the other woman should have, you know, a little respect and be like, yeah, no, I should probably not be there.
Right.
If I were the bride, I probably wouldn't want it.
Okay, so are we saying, hey, had to cut the guest list down, let's go ahead and ax her?
Yes, absolutely. Alexis is like, girl code, Kelly? I mean, yeah, there is such a thing. Like, not all of them are bees.
Okay. All right, well, hey, let's just go ahead and say, Mary, you know what? Hey, unfortunately, we're looking at price of the reception, and it's just going to be too much. We're going to have to cut it down. So
yeah, let's have like just essential people be there, just the people that are currently actively in our lives. And she's an old friend, right? She's an old friend, so yeah, she should probably not make the cut. Okay, good talk. Maybe it's that.
Maybe she should not make the cut.
Yeah, she should not make the cut, as in able to
come. I see. All right. Sorry. I thought you were saying, like, okay, never mind. Okay, all right, there you go.
Oh, by the way, everyone is rolling in saying, yes, that girl did say that she was still in a relationship with an engaged FWB.
I just kind of like, I heard her say it, and I was like, okay.
I had my rose-colored glasses on, and I was just thinking that she was speaking like...
You're like, girl code!
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, anyways.
There's no judgment here. No. Thank you for that perspective.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, thank you. That is group therapy.